Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Marvel is worried about declining male attendance rates for their movies. Why weren't they worried when they started to see their numbers drop about 5 years ago now? The Marvels and She-Hulk were awful, and so has been just about everything except for Spider-Man and Guardians. But seriously, they told us men that we weren't the target demographic anymore, and said we don't have to watch their slop if we didn't like it. Now they changed their tune as the money's dried up. Looks like their campaign backfired. Moving on, and speaking of Spider-Man, after seeing this, how in the hell did Tobey Maguire Spider-Man choose MJ over her? She would be perfect for me if I was still in the market. Back then she was considered fat, and most people don't know this, but our society used to be very fat phobic. So much so that they had to Photoshop Bryce Howard's butt so that it looked smaller in the Jurassic World poster. And that was only about 10 years ago now. Never forget what they stole from us. Number 3, speaking of perfectly anatomically correct, this Asian woman looks like she did the perfect cosplay. Unattractive women will say that she has inaccurate body proportions and that she's AI generated, even if she looks like this. If cosplayers have to do plastic surgery and get Brazilian butt lifts to look this good, then so be it. Tibet Sky asks, what's more interesting, realism or expressionism? Jessica says realism. Tibet says that his penis disagrees. Up next, more and more men out there these days believe that we owe zero women a better life. And women say they don't care because they have their own money now. That may be so, but they still want a top 5% guy and keep dating and trying to find him. They don't want a better life from Beta Bob, though, because they aren't attracted to him anymore. These days, the only way to provide most women a better life is to be sexually attractive and their arm candy. Number 5, Andrew talks about that feeling he gets when his girlfriend from high school finally gets engaged. And he was hoping that she wasn't going to get engaged to some handsome buff football player. This guy had it the best when he got her while she was still a virgin. Imagine how big of a loss it was for Travis to wipe off a woman with more bodies than the Second World War. Also, she's not that hot. She's got a flat butt and almost completely flat chest, and her body looks like that of a dude's. Moving on, the French rapper Montana gets engaged to the Princess of Dubai. He looks like Discount Drake and she looks like Timu Kim Kardashian. But still, this man went from being a dope dealer to rapper and now Dubai royalty. What are you doing with your life? But she doesn't even look like a real person. Here's what she looked like before all the surgeries and before she lost all that weight. She didn't really need any more than some Ozempic. Number 7, this guy tried to remarry his ex-wife, but she figured out that he was only after his own money. In this case, I can't blame a man for trying. He was probably hoping that she would get all nostalgic for him, but I guess not. The only way an ex would ever get back together with you is if she couldn't do better, or because you got rich after you broke up with her and she's just trying to gold dig for a bigger, better payoff. Up next, he can't make this level of crazy up. A lawyer for an illegal alien says he doesn't speak English, and that it's preposterous to deport him to his home country where he also doesn't speak the language. So how does he communicate with people? Through telepathy, perhaps. Ironically, he's from Uganda and 85% of the people there speak English, which is one of the country's official languages. I bet this guy thinks his reasoning is so crazy that it might just work. Number 9, here's another crazy story from Muslim Girl magazine, saying that the Prophet Muhammad was an intersectional feminist. Turd-flinging monkey says that he was a PDF file, so that story checks out. But why do I feel like someone is going to get thrown off a roof for simply saying that? But this just shows me that eventually even Islam will be destroyed by the virus of women's rights. Still, I want to see what happens to someone who goes to Gaza and says this there. Moving on, this woman says she's far right and a racist, Islamophobic that has homophobia, and that she's looking for a man with similar views. But what's the catch? Is she lying or did she plant this as bait so she can beat up some right-winger? She's probably a honeypot created by the feds so they can pad their arrest numbers for this month. If she's real, she's got fake boobs and a faker personality, as she's probably just a female chameleon if this is even real. Number 11, Bruce Willis was placed in a special care facility as his dementia advances and he's living apart from his wife and kids. Of course he is. He's wealthy and they could afford to send an army of nurses to his home, but instead, he gets put in a home. Sure, his family sees him all the time. But guys need to remember that everyone dies alone. Unless, of course, you're wealthy. Then you're surrounded by people in the will. We're now getting to the point where our childhood celebrities are starting to fade away. Up next is Women wants an assertive masculine man to lead her, but simultaneously she doesn't want to be a submissive feminine woman who will follow. Women want to dominate and be submissive simultaneously. It's like they want to ride two horses with one ass. Women generally tend to be contradictions, and this is female psychology in a nutshell. From my experience, they want you to take charge, but when you do, they undermine you and laugh in your face. No thank you. Number 13, here's more irrational behavior from women. In England, they say that linking sex attacks to migration is dangerous and racist according to 100 women's rights groups in the country. This just proves to me that women vote as a pledge of allegiance to each other and their cause and not to affect policy change. Feminists are also more worried about if they appear racist than they are for young women being attacked by migrant rapists. Moving on, this woman says that you have to pay all her bills if you want to be with her. Meanwhile, if some hot Chad Roan hit on her, she would pay for him. At this point, if this is what it takes to have a girlfriend, I think that most of us would rather just pay for women at a brothel at this point. It's cheaper to fly to Thailand and pay for a girlfriend for a month than deal with Western women like this one. $5,000 a month. No thanks. Number 15, here's where we are right now. Every man out there is toxic the moment he stops tolerating female manipulation. For the first time in history, men have the ability to talk about female nature without women shutting us down thanks to the internet. The reason women call men discussing female manipulation toxic is because they're calling us that before we have a chance to call them that first. It's pure projection, and women will call a man a psychopath when he uses the same tactics. Up next, here's another female fantasy, that women of steel make a contribution to building bridges. More than 95% of iron workers are men, yet they have to showcase a woman doing it. And you know, she probably talks about how much harder she works than all the men, to prove her value, and we know that she sucks and probably just holds up the flags and directs traffic while the bridge is being built. The same thing you see with women in road construction. Number 17, this will probably make a lot of black people happy, that 13 people have been charged with welfare fraud and not a single one of them is colored. All I see here are a lot of white liberal women. Also, are we really sure those aren't just the faces of meth? People are pissed off about this, but they don't seem to care that the government prints money and inflates our currency's value away. Moving on, the government of the Canadian province of Quebec has put forward a new law banning public prayers. All because Muslims keep blocking the roads to pray like they did in Toronto, like they did here in Yonge and Bloor, one of the city's busiest intersections, and the police let them. Between bike lanes and Muslim prayers, this city faces literal gridlock. There's also nothing spiritual about public prayer. It's political and a show of dominance. Number 19, Trump just revoked Secret Service protection for Kamala Harris. That's okay, though, because no one even knows who she is anymore. I can't believe this giggle monster was only one heartbeat away from the nuclear football. Why did Trump wait this long to do it? It should have been done on day one. Well, boys, you've just become unburdened by what has been. Or unburdened to protect a has-been. Up next, bro here thinks he looks 17 even though he's 36. He looks more like 46 to me. Bro looks like he has more forehead lines than a Colombian Coke party. In reality, this is a 50-year-old female transformer who thinks she looks 40, and is upset because the internet pointed out her bald patch and a lack of a male member. Also kind of reminds me of one of my favorite actors, Steve Buscemi, for some reason. Number 21, women are constantly throwing around the idea of toxic masculinity. Probably because if they say that first, then we won't point out their toxic femininity. Funny how masculinity has become more toxic when 80% of the influence on young boys is feminine these days. The problem is not toxic masculinity, but a lack of masculinity altogether. Kids raised with fathers in the home are less toxic and less likely to become criminals. But women won't mention that fact. Moving on, this woman dumped her husband after falling in love with a Maasai warrior and had a daughter with him. What happened next was heartbreaking. What, did the guy go out for milk and never return? If you guessed that, then you would be correct. Why would she handicap her kid with a lower IQ, which is 75 in Kenya? Also, would you look at Sierra Leone and Liberia? The average IQ there is 45. Getting together with a woman from there is like getting together with a houseplant. Number 23, here's the marriage gap for men. Married men make more money. Is that because women marry more financially successful men or because being married makes men work harder for their family? Obviously, women wait around and target those men for marriage then make the most cash. A small part of that income gap, as you can see here, is because married men work an extra 2 or 3 hours a week when compared to their unmarried counterparts. Up next, if you want to know just how important financial stability is for women, A new study suggests that 62% of women say financial stability is more attractive than physical looks in a long-term partnership. As far as I'm concerned, they want both, but looks get you through the door. Or they should. Hide your financial and social status if you can, and see if they're genuinely attracted to you. That's the only way you'll know if their attraction is real. Number 25 and the last one, you can only pick one. Most men would prefer a woman with curves and not a body of an ironing board. Women think that all they need to do to attract a decent man is have a pretty face. They don't seem to understand the importance men place on women's bodily curves. It just signals to us subconsciously that they can also make great baby-making facilities. And even the issue people have with Sweeney, her so-called butterface is not even noticeable standing next to Swift. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.